Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm back. You thought we was done? No, we're going to have a part two for this today, man. We got a part two today, man. Yes, sir. I had to talk about myself today as well. You know, it's very easy to point out other people's shortcomings. Very easy to point out other people's weaknesses and not talk about your own. So today we're going to talk about this. I'm not going to be here for 4 hours. Don't worry about that. Well, King Jude 23, I thought you said you were done for the year, man. I thought you were done. Yeah, sometimes the Most High has to give me a reminder who I work for. I don't work for these corporations. I don't work for to get a subscriptions and views and dialogue. I work for the man. Well, first of all, I'm not working for no man. I work for an entity. His name is Yahweh Ben Yahweh. I'm just here to tell you that because see sometimes Yahweh will tell me, okay, cool down a little bit. Sometimes I need you to turn up. I need you to say this. I need you to say that. I need you to say this. I need you to say that. And today's topic is they're not going to like it, part two. But I'm also going to add on to this as well, exposing each other's weaknesses, and I'm going to explain to you. In a little bit. I wanted to talk about, first and foremost, and I know that they are getting tired of hearing this, but I personally don't give a flying fuck. You know, here on the Jew of Life podcast, we don't sit up there. We don't care if you're white. We don't care if you're a woman. We don't care if you're gay. We don't care if you're straight. We don't care if you're a killer. We don't care if you're a simp. We don't care about none of that. We talk about everybody here on the Jew of Life podcast. Okay? So I want you to understand that first and foremost. I want you to get that through your head first and foremost. That we talk about everybody here. Everybody's going to get this work. Everybody is going to be talked about. Okay? I don't care if you're white. White people are going to serve 1,000 years under slavery. Woo! Come on. Let's talk about that. See, I'ma say this right here, and I'ma say this right now before we really get started to the meat and potatoes of this topic. But I'ma say this right now, going into 2024, I'ma say this once, and I'm tired of keep saying this. But the Most High is continuing to tell me to say this. The Most High is telling me to continue to say this because somebody is eventually going to get it. But I've been saying this for a long ass time. As a human being, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm tired talking about it. But when Yahweh tells me you're going to keep talking about this until I tell you to stop, you're going to keep talking about it. So guess what? The Most High has given me everything that I needed. I'm going through some trials and tribulations right now mentally. I'm going through some trials and tribulations right now. Your boy is not the only one that had all everything together, everything put together. I'm going through some stuff mentally right now. I'm going through some stuff mentally. But to get through the stuff mentally, I have to listen to Yahweh. I have to listen to Yahweh, to him, his son, Yahweh, being Yahweh. We have to listen to them. Not know Jesus Christ. But I'm going to say this, and I'm going to continue to say it. 90 to 95% of your circle, you're gonna have to cut off. I'm telling you, especially for this year coming up, 2024 is gonna be a year. I am telling you right now, they will reveal themselves. I said 2023 will be the year of reveal. They are slowly showing who they are. See, I'm gonna tell you something. See, a demon wants to come out of the shell, but they don't want to come out the shell to a point as a big surprise. They want to break their shell a little bit by little bit, a little bit by little bit, a little bit by little bit, and then they start revealing themselves for who they really are. See, a fake motherfucker can only, and I know I hear Christians right now, oh, man, he said motherfucker, see, he ain't with the Most High. See, I'm going to tell you something. That's called rude language. You know what cursing is? You know what really cursing is? Christian people, people of the Christian faith who go to church every single week, and y'all curse every single time you go there. What the hell is that? Speaking in tongues? No, that's cursing. The Most High said he spoke in the Holy Spirit. That's speaking in tongues. That's voodoo. Ooh, wait a minute. What, huh? Go and look, and I don't encourage a lot of people to do this. If you're doing it for research purposes, that's one thing. But I'm not saying to go out there and go search for this. But go and look up on YouTube a video where they have a voodoo worshiping service over in Haiti. And look at the Christian church when they start getting happy and shouting. It's the same thing. Nothing changed. The only thing that changed is that they say voodoo, and guess what? The Most High, guess what? The church says Christianity Church. Yes, there's no difference. So don't come to me talking about, oh, he said motherfucker. See, he's not with this. See, you see, you heard that right? You heard that right? Please get off your pastor's dick, man. Please, let's talk some real shit today. '24 is going to be the year of reveal. See, a demon. I'm sorry, 2024 will be the reveal. I apologize. 2024 will be the year of reveal. 2023 will be the year of the reveal. And see, what I mean by 2024 will be the reveal and 2023 will be the year of the reveal is that people are going to start slowly in this year. People start slowly starting to expose who they are. Trust me, I'm a firm believer in that. I have people, my in-laws and in my family that slowly show who they are. They slowly show who they are. They slowly revealed who they was all about the whole entire time. See, a person can only fake for so long. I'm talking to somebody today. Somebody is going to hear this, and somebody's going to be revealed. Somebody's going to be like, you know what? I feel King Judah 23 on this. You got to understand that these people are demons, man. Let's even be more frank. 85 to 90% of people in this world, we're not even talking about this country, but this world, they're useless. I'm here to talk to somebody today. Somebody needs to hear this. Somebody needs to be told bluntly about what is really going on. Why is my family doing me like this? Why did my mama come at me like that? Why did my dad come at me like that? Why did my sister and my cousin came at me like that? Why did my grandparents is starting to say certain things to me and come at me crazy and stuff like that? Because they are slowly revealing themselves. They are slowly revealing who the hell they are. They are slowly revealing and saying, you know what? This is who we were from the very fucking beginning. We say we love you because it's an act. We say we're going to be there for you because it's an act. Blood and thinking on water because it's an act. It's an act, people. But let's just be frank about it. 85 to 90% of people, period, are not who they say they are. They're phony. Well, you said King Jew and 95% of your circle you got to cut off. Let me explain that to you. Since you so slow at catching on, but I'm gonna break this bitch down to you, my nigga. 80 to 85 to 90% of people are fake as hell. 80-85% are putting on an act, but you're going to have to cut off 90-95%. Why do I say that? Because there's even going to be some one-third people who's going to fall. Woo, come on. There's going to be some one-third people going to be cutting. It's not going to be pleasing to the Most High. They're already talking about next year they got a disease that's going to be worse than COVID. Come on, man. Satan's time is up. His time is up. See, I'm here to talk to somebody today. You've been talking that you've been talking the truth, and you've been speaking the truth for a long time. And every single time your friends and your family, oh, go ahead with all that, man. Man, he's talking out of his ass. Oh, man, what's wrong with him? He crazy as hell. Meanwhile, they twerking on each other. Meanwhile, you got two bitches out here twerking on each other, and they butts are twerking at the same time. And you got another female grabbing both behinds and slapping it. But what you're saying is crazy as hell, huh? Man, I'm telling you, 90-95% of your circle, you are going to have to get rid of. You're going to have to, you have to cut it off and start cutting off right now. There's some people in my family, in my in-laws, in my family, I have completely cut off. They don't hear from me, period. The list is already, the cutting off already have begun in my world. Man, I don't know if I can cut my mama off. Man, I don't know if I can cut my daddy off. You're going to be dead with your mama and daddy. The Most High is giving us a test right now. Do you think COVID wasn't a test? You don't think COVID was a test? You don't think the COVID-19 wasn't a test? The Most High gave us this test. He said, okay, I'm going to let COVID-19 come through. The Most High said in his word that there's going to be plagues and diseases that's going to be coming through here. You think COVID was it? You think COVID? That's it. Oh, we went through COVID. We survived COVID. We good. No, there's going to be some more tests. There's going to be some more things going to start happening. They're already talking about the power grids. See, Satan has to let you know what he's going to do before he does it. The central banks is talking about going all digital. This is what Satan is trying to do. They are trying to break every and everybody because he knows time is up. Remember 3-4 months ago, they was announcing, oh, yeah, starting July something, we're going all digital, and your bank going to be along with it, and ain't going to be no more Cash App, ain't going to be no more Zoom, ain't going to be no more Venmo, ain't going to be no more this, ain't going to be no more that, ain't going to be no more Zelle, ain't going to be no more this, and we still going through the same, because Satan wants the energy from you. He wants you to worry. He wants you to say, oh, what are we going to do? Where's Joe Biden? Where's Donald Trump? Where's FEMA? Where's the CIA? Where's the DEA? Where's the FBI? Where's everybody? All these man-made organizations. And I'm going to tell you something. All these organizations are being ran by reptile. Come on. I know I'm talking crazy. Oh, he just said the FBI and the CIA is run by reptiles. Absolutely. Well, he said yesterday that Sukiana and Sexy Ray gonna get cloned. See, I'm gonna tell you something. 85-90% of people in America don't believe nothing stinks. I'm just gonna keep it 100. 85-90% of people in America think everything is gravy. Everything is all good. As long as I got my Federal Reserve notes, as long as my bank account said $1,400,500-something-something-dollars-23, as long as it says that, everything is all good. As long as I can go on vacation, I can go to Medico, and I can go to Dominican Republic, go buy some pussy, or buy some ding-a-ling, or as long as I can go to Hawaii, as long as I can go to Jamaica, and have these Jamaican men rub my pussy with clay, and all the, everything is fucking great. But the moment somebody tells you something that you don't want to hear, he or she is crazy. This is why 85-90% of the people in I'm 95% of people in your circle, you're going to have to cut off, man. And you may have to cut off more than 95%, but I'm going to be friendly. I'm going to be nice here. 95% of your circle, you're going to have to cut off. Everybody can't get on this ride. Everybody, you cannot save. You cannot save this fucking planet. You can't save everybody on this planet. It's impossible. You're sitting up there and you're wondering, man, how could I save mama? How could I save daddy? Yeah, I hear what King Judah is saying, I hear that. And they never want to hear anything I have to say as far as spirituality and stuff like that. But my mama, man, I saw her struggle. I saw my mama struggle. I saw my daddy struggle. Well, so fucking what? You don't owe your parents nothing. My son don't owe me shit. My son don't owe me nothing. My job is to make sure he got food in his belly, clothes on his back, shoes on his feet, and roof on top of his damn head. And I'm making damn sure of that every single day. That's my fucking job. My son don't owe me a damn thing. Now, if my son turns around and say, you know what, Dad? You know, you looked out for me for so long, man. You know, here's a little bit of money. You know, come stay with me. I know you're getting old. But if he does that and him and his wife is willing to do that for me, that's fine. But but he does not owe me a fucking thing. Nobody owes me nothing. That boy don't owe me anything. So stop sitting up there worrying how you going to get your mama out of this situation, how to get your daddy out of the situation. You need to tell the ass one time, hey, ABC 123 is coming. You better be prepared. And if they don't listen, guess what? They are just fucked. Stop worrying about how you going to save the whole fucking planet. I'm telling you some real shit. I'm telling you some real shit. We're talking some real shit here today. My wife, God rest her soul, she loved people. She loved people. I miss her every single day. But one of my biggest issues with my wife while we was married, you worry about fucking people too much. Fuck them. You can only do but so much for people. You can only do but so much for people. I'm going to say this one more time. You can only do but so much for people. You can only help them out for a certain amount of time. You can only give them so much leniency. You can only give them so much grace. Until you start, you know, you'll be like, you know what? Fuck this. If they're not appreciative of what I'm doing, if they don't understand what I'm trying to say to them, if everything I'm saying they fighting on, fuck them. They can go. Period. You still sitting up here worrying about how your sister and how your cousin, how your daddy, how your brother is going to be looking at you when you say certain things. Fuck them. If they don't understand what's going on, then they are shit. They're in a crisis by their own fucking selves. Keep worrying about what this person and that person, this person and that person and this person and that person and this person and that person are going to say. Fuck them. You don't owe nobody anything. You only owe one person. And he's not even a person. He's an entity. Yeah, yeah to him. You owe him. You don't owe nobody else nothing. Ninety 95% of your circle, you're going to have to fucking cut off. 95% of your circle, you're going to have to get rid of. 95% of your circle, you're going to have to say, okay, we're going to have to stop right here. You can't come with me. You don't believe. You don't have faith. You took the jab. You listen to everybody CNN was putting in front of you. You listen to that shit and you really bought into it. You can't come with me. What? I'm your brother. What? I'm your daddy. What? I'm your sister. You ain't gonna look out for me? No, I can't no longer do that. easily accessible. You're easily being led to astray. You're easily led to foolishness. You go to the club 24/7. You go to the club 2 to 3 times out of the week. For what? To celebrate failure? To celebrate, oh, well, you know what? Black folks, we still dead left in education, infrastructure, economics. What the fuck are we celebrating? Shoot, my baby daddy got out of jail. It's time to turn up. Y'all celebrating that? But the moment somebody graduated from college, and by the way, let me keep this all the way 100. I'll be honest with you, you really shouldn't be celebrating graduating college either, because college is a waste of time. I wish I would have knew that beforehand, but we'll move on to a whole nother subject for a whole nother day. But somebody who graduated from college, you won't even give 2 hot dogs to. Whew, come on. You won't even give them 2 fucking hot dogs. But a nigga that went to jail for 25 plus years for murder and robbery and B&E's, breaking and entering, if you don't know what a B&E is, and all those crazy ass crimes, you will go to the club, you will turn up, yeah, my baby daddy, yeah, my son's dad's home, yeah, we turn up, yeah, cuz, I got 5 stacks for you, yeah, I got another 5 stacks for you, cuz, yeah, my nigga, I got 20 bands for you, oh, what, my nigga came home, and he got 30 stacks, yeah, we stunned on you, fuck niggas. But somebody who's actually going out here, and somebody actually going out here trying to do something with themselves. Oh man, you know, he old bougie ass nigga. That's why you're gonna have to get rid of 90-95% of your fucking circle, man. You're gonna have to get rid of these niggas. You're gonna have to get rid of them. Period. Niggas still talking about Christmas. Like, come on. And as a dad, being this truth sometimes is very, very hard. I hate to say that as a dad, because while you try to teach your sons and your children the right path, children are going to be children regardless. Children are going to be children. Children are going to look at, man, they got all those Christmas gifts. I didn't get shit. Man, look at all the nice stuff they got for this particular holiday. See, kids only see what's visual. They see what's visual. They don't see the meaning behind it. They don't see anything else behind it. They just see the visual. Oh, look at all these nice toys, all these nice clothes, all this nice stuff that I'm getting for Christmas. And they don't understand that Christmas is a pagan holiday that started with the Roman Catholics. Yes. With the Roman Empire. The Roman soldiers will give gifts to each other and fuck each other, screw each other on this particular day. That's Christmas. Christmas is a entity of Nimrod. These are gods. What did the Most High say in his word? Don't put no gods before me, right? Thou shalt not put any other gods before me. When you go out here and celebrate Christmas, you're putting somebody before the Most High. But see, we don't talk about these things. We don't keep it real. We don't keep it real. Everything's got to be fake. Everything's got to be this. Everything's got to be that. Yeah, we're going to go to such house, and we're going to do Christmas writing, and we're going to do a toy drive. We're going to do a gift drive, and everybody put $35 together. Everybody put $40 together and do this, that, and third. And I'm sitting up here. You are grown men and women and still celebrating Christmas. What is wrong with y'all? But the kids, I understand, because if you think of a child, you have a mind of a child. They're not going to understand right away until they get older, maybe 14, 15, 16, when you start to sit down and talk to them and be like, okay, this is the reason why we don't celebrate Christmas. This is the reason why we don't do this. This is the reason why we don't do that. Okay, but you are 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, and you're still celebrating Christmas. You ought to get your ass whooped. You're celebrating Christmas for what? That's Nimrod's birthday. But then you go to church every single fucking week and talk about, oh, praise Jesus, shalala, cussing at the Most High. The Most High said in his word that church is between two individuals who are talking about what? The Most High. That's church. We're having church right now. Yes, you're listening and I'm talking and you're not responding to me and you're not saying, hey, King Jude 23, I think this way or that way, but we're having church because if I'm talking to you and you're listening to me and you're starting to understand what I'm saying to you and you're feeling what I'm saying to you, we're having church. But see, people want to sit up there and think that you got dressed all the way down to the T, have nice clothes on, have diamond watches on, bring out your best Cadillac, bring out your best stuff, and give out $200-$300 in the offering plate, and you truly blessed. First of all, the word blessed is curse. Woo, come on. Satan used blessings. Why do Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj and Sexy Red and all these other celebrities, the first thing they say when they get an award, I'm so blessed, I want to give my glory to God. What God are they talking about? They're not talking about Yahweh, him and his son, Yahweh, Ben Yahweh. They're talking about the God of the Baphomet. Yes, the God of the Baphomet, the goat. Why you think these niggas that I'm talking about, I'm the goat, I'm the goat, I'm the goat of this, I'm the goat of that. The reason why they keep saying I'm the goat, because they shout now Satan in front of you. That's cussing. But I say fuck, pussy, this, bitch, nigga, all that. Oh, he's cussing. He got rude way, so he ain't with the Most High. But Lil Wayne can get in front of you talking about, oh yeah, I give my glory to God and all those things. And he talking about the damn Baphomet. Oh, he's a real one. See, Lil Wayne changed. Come on. Lil Wayne's a number of the damn demon. Y'all better stop paying attention. Y'all better start paying attention to what the fuck's going on. Oh, we bringing the heat today. We bring the fuck today. See, I wasn't even going to do a whole hour, but the Most High said, keep going. So guess what I'm going to keep doing? I'm going to keep on going. Why do you think all these millionaires and billionaires are starting to fall now? Look at P. Diddy. In the 90s, sleeping with little boys. In the 2000s, sleeping with little boys. 2010s, sleeping with little boys. 2020s, sleeping with little boys. And now all of a sudden, now everything is catching up to them 30 years later. Why? Because the Most High had about enough of Satan's dominions and Satan's children doing what the hell they want to do. There has to be a stopping point. You think that brother that went out and so-called revealed what Diddy did and all the, you think he's really gonna be blessed for that? No, he's not gonna be blessed for that. But Yahweh used him to bring down Diddy. The Most High used him. But see, that brother who talked about Diddy, he took all Diddy's money. He saw Diddy raping boys. He saw Diddy raping women. He saw Diddy being a sissy. He saw Diddy doing blood sacrifices. He saw this, and not one time he said anything about it. But all of a sudden now, he wants to speak up. All of a sudden now, he want to get on Tasha K and talk about, well, what Diddy did this, and Diddy did that, and Diddy did this, and Diddy did that, and Diddy did this, and Diddy did that. The only reason why he's speaking up against Diddy, because Diddy is not paying him his money. But see, my brother, I'm going to tell you something to your face right now, as we speak here on Jewel Life Podcast, because we don't sugarcoat for nobody. First of all, I think you got a little sugar in your tank, but that's no here nor there. It doesn't matter who you sleep with. But see, all the money that P. Diddy gave you, all the gifts that he gave you for your hush money, see, the Most High is gonna make you pay for that. Woo! Most High is gonna make you pay for that. He's gonna take all your money away from you. He's gonna take all your possessions away from you. See, we're going to talk real today. See, they're not going to like this. See, I know they're not going to like this. See, this is the reason why I can't get syndication on YouTube and I can't get all these followers and all the subscriptions and have people to sub to my channel like I really want to, because, see, we talk too real around here. See, if I was telling them, you could be a faggot, you could be this, you could be that, your kids could be a boy or a girl if they want to, and pedophilia, it's just a mental disease, and I say all that bullshit, I'll get 1.2, 1.5, 2 million followers every single time on all my platform. But because I say his name is Yahyahim and not Jesus Christ, now all of a sudden, look at my numbers. They're not as strong as they should be. But see, let me tell you something. I don't work for YouTube. I don't work for Elon Musk. I don't work for Bill Gates. I don't work for them for the reptilians. I don't work for none of them. I don't work for the Jew Ash. Ash is pertained to is like, but never the real thing. See, these are the things that they're not gonna like. These are the things that they hate. You're gonna sit up there, he talks with a mean mouth. He's very mean. He's a very mean human being. He's very, very mean. Why? Because I say that the people of Israel, the people that are in Israel right now, are not the real Israel people. Come on, why do you think DNA test is illegal in Israel? Did you know that? Did you know that? Did you know it's illegal to get a DNA test in Israel? Why? Because they knew every person who's in Israel right now is not from Israel. You cannot take that bloodline, go all the way back to the original Israel, to Jerusalem. You cannot take them, their bloodline, and go back to the Jerusalem. It's not going to stand. So this is the reason why I say these Christian churches are going to get the worst beating. People like Bobby, what's that fat son of a bitch's name in Texas, Higgins, and all these other motherfuckers who run around donating millions upon millions and millions of dollars. But we got homeless veterans right here in America. They don't eat, they haven't eaten a whole week, and they serve in the military for this pussy-ass, fuck-ass country. But you won't give them not $1, but you'll send $300, $400, $500 million to Israel and say they're the real chosen people? Boy, you better stop. That's blasphemous. Revelation 2:9 says that they say they are Jews and they are not, but they are the synagogues of what? Satan. What do Jews will go worship? In a synagogue. The Most High is speaking to us. Oh, that's that white man's book. No, I'm gonna go ahead with that white man's book. I'm gonna follow that white man's book. But did you show me a book from an Egyptologist? From a Scientologist person? Who's what? A man? Make that make sense to me, man. Make that make sense to me. How can you sit up there and say, oh, that's a white man's book. That's a white man's book. Man, we don't follow no white man's book. Man, he crazy. Right? You talk all that shit about the Most High's word. But then you'll turn around and show me a book written by a man or a woman without no historical belief. It is, they write what they feel, and you go along with that. See, that's the truth right there. See, you know what I'm saying? You know, she said, God don't exist. You know what I'm saying? We all God. See, I've been feeling like that for six years now. Get out of here. And then you wonder why your mama's in bad health. Woo, stop that. You better stop that, because they're not going to like you today. They're not going to like this. I know they're not going to like this part two. They're not going to like you. I know. I know they don't like you right now. I know. I know they hate your guts. I know. Y'all better get right, man. Y'all better get right. I'm telling you right now. Yahweh is coming. He is coming. That's why I say you better get your house in order now. Whatever the hell you doing, you better stop. Wherever you're feeling right now, you better stop that. Better stop that. That's all I'm going to say to you right now. You better stop. All that bull crap that you read up on, all that sorcery that you believe in, all that sage that you burning, you are putting spirits into your home. Ooh. See, I know you think sage is burning and is getting rid of the bad spirits. No, you putting the spirits in your home with the sage. You're putting bad spirits on you when you wear that cross. You putting all these bad spirits up on you. And then you associate with people that does that. You associate with people who go to Scientology meetings and talk about man is the ultimate god and man's this, man's that. And then you go read a bullshit book that a demon wrote, and you go read that. See, that's the truth right there. See, well, I know the Bible been lying to us for a long time. But see, let me tell you something, my nigga. I'm gonna keep it all the way 100. The white men and white scholars, they can sit up there and tear up books of the Bible all they want. But guess what? The Most High always spoke in parables. Why you think he had all his disciples? Why you think he had Matthew, Luke, and John and all these other cats? Why you think they had their books read in parables? Because the Most High knew that this was going to start coming. The Most High knew that the people, the white scholar, was going to start ripping the books off the Bible. Remember, they didn't like this part one. Remember, I read from a book of Jubilee. You don't see that in King James Version no more. You don't see Jubilee on King James Version. You don't see that. Why is that? Because you got white scholars that tore up the books. They tore the books. They tore the books. They said, oh no, we cannot have this. We cannot have these black people, these indigenous Indians, these Hebrew Israelites. We cannot have these people understand who the hell they are. We can't have that. So let's rip off the pages in the word that speaks truly to Judah, and we'll leave slaves should always obey their slave master. Yeah, we'll leave that in, and matter we'll highlight it. And as a matter of fact, we'll get a slave, we'll teach him halfway to read, and teach that to other slaves. See, let me tell you something. The white scholar has been you doing this for a long time, but see, black folks, and I understand why black folks get into their feelings when they talk about the word of the Bible, because the Bible has been used against them and for years and for decades and for generations. I get it. But you're not going to sit up here and tell me some Egyptology book is speaking real shit. That's bullcrap. You ain't gonna sit up and tell me a nigga like Charleston White. See them Hebrew niggas, they don't do nothing over there. They don't do nothing there. Them Hebrew niggas don't do nothing. Let me tell you something, Charleston White. And by the way, that fight was fake. See, I'm gonna tell you something before I go back to Charleston White. I'm gonna tell you something about these YouTubers and these social media influencers. You're gonna start seeing more and more and more a lot of fake shit. Yes, most of the internet is already fake, but you're gonna start seeing a lot of fake shit going on. That was fake. That fight was fake. First of all, even if Charleston White didn't have no security, the facility will have security. Those niggas that went and got in a fight with Charleston White, they was actors. He paid them to do that. But we'll go to that till a whole another day. Right now, we back on your ass, Charleston White. When you sit up here and talk about Hebrews and say they ain't shit and they ain't this, they ain't that. Well, guess what? That white boy that dug on your ass, was he shit? Was he the real thing? Ooh, come on, let's talk. See, you have somebody like Dr. Umar Johnson. Yes, he will speak truth about systemic racism in the education system and the law system and the infrastructure and the finance department and this, that. Yes, the brother is talented. Yes, he is very, very talented. But when it comes to that spirituality, he fails every single time. Well, you can't trust that Bible. The church was bringing down black people. The Bible bringing down black people. The Bible, well, I want to have my heaven here on earth. And see, white people and Arab people and Chinese people and these people here and that people there, they can have their heaven on earth. But we got to wait to die to get our heaven. First of all, Umar Johnson. First of all, where's that school at, by the way, that you've been seeking donations for the last 10 years? That's the first thing I want to talk to you about. But, well, you know what? Screw all that. Let me tell you this right now. See, the people that have their heaven here on earth, they serve as Satan. Woo! Come on, let's talk today. See, you want to talk some real shit? Let's talk today, Umar. You don't know. See, when somebody's on your ass like I'm on your ass today, see, you now you're going to understand what I'm talking about, Dr. Umar. Of white people serve Satan. Woo, stop that. Stop that. Stop that, King Judy. You're going to piss them off. I don't give a shit. Let's get it. 90% of Caucasians serve Satan. That's just facts, man. You know the reason why your business is not rising the way it should have been rising? Because you're not selling your soul. You're not conniving people. You ain't scamming. You ain't bullshitting people. And you keep it all the way 100. And you try to build your business through what? Honesty and spirituality and righteousness. You're not going to be a millionaire right away. Hell, you may never be a millionaire. But you got these white people that serve Satan, 90% of them serve Satan. They're going to get that promotion quickly. They're going to get that business going to take right on off. Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks, He said a story one time. I saw this on YouTube. He said he was living with eight different people in a crummy ass 3-bedroom apartment. And they all got together and built this business. And within what, 2 or 3 years, all of a sudden, now he's an instant millionaire. You know why? Because he sold his soul. You know why? Because he's brotherhood. You know why? He sold his soul to Satan. You know why? He connived to people. You know why? That's the reason why. See, as long as you serve Satan, you sell your soul, you shit on people, you scam people, you connive people, you enabler, you kiss the white people's asses, you never keep it real, you always yes sir, no sir, yes ma'am, no ma'am, all this ass kissing shit, you never tell nobody the damn truth about themselves. See, you came up quickly. But if you try being righteousness, man, I don't know about that, man. Man, I don't know. That sounds a little fishy to me. I don't know, bro. ABC 123. Man, I don't know, man. ABC 123 on this. Man, you are not going to be a millionaire. When you got Yah to him, Yah is going to give you just enough. Just enough. I want you to listen to me very carefully and very closely. The Most High is going to give you just enough. He's going to give you just enough money to survive on. He's going to give you just enough food to eat. He's going to give you just enough water to drink. He's going to give you just enough so you'll be comfortable. He's going to give you what? Just enough. But when you sell your soul to Satan, see, they're not going to like this. They're not going to like it. They ain't going to like you. I know. They're not going to like you for this, man. They're not, they are going to despise you for saying this shit. I know they're not going to like me. And guess what? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit what they don't fucking like. Y'all better start getting together, man. Stop hanging with everybody. If you have more than two handful of so-called friends, you have too many friends in your camp. I want you to think like this. Think like this, right? I have 50, 60 friends I can go to the club with and go party and go bullshit and go travel with. I got 50, 60 motherfuckers I can do that with. How many people you can call and say, you know what? I need you to come by the house and pray for me. And bring all your righteousness with you. Bring yourself. I need you as a human being. I need you to pray for me. How many people is going to really go get in their car, burn their gas, drive all the way to where you at, knock on the door, come through the door, and really pray for you? I want you to really think about that for a moment. Think about that for a moment. You got 20, 30 friends. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, girl, let's go to a Beyonce concert. Yeah, bitch, you know that, bitch. But how many of your sister girls you can call and say, you know what, girl? I'm going through it with my ex nigga. Can you just come by and pray for me? Girl, you may go on here with all that. I'm talking about prayer stuff. Go ahead with all that, girl. You know, these niggas for the street, leave these niggas alone, girl. How many of your family members you can call and say, hey, who barbecuing? Oh man, you know, Uncle Joe June and Bub, you know, they throw down, they got all kinds of ribs and poke butts and shrimp and they got a crab boil and they got all this shit. But how many of your family members, hey, let's get together, man. You know, we always get together doing, you know, food and all this other crap and all this other shit. I want us to start building generational wealth for the next generation. You know, let's get together at my house and let's just come up with a plan. How many of your family members is going to come to your house, get in their car, burn their gas, drive to you, sit down, and really have an intelligent conversation about business? How many? Ain't too many, isn't it? See, and I say this again, this is why 90-95% of your circle you got to get rid of. You're going to have to get rid of these niggas. You're going to have to get rid of these niggas. I'm here to tell you some real shit. You're going to have to get rid of them. Because if they're willing to go and travel and turn up and go fucking suck some random bitch, some random nigga they barely even know their fucking first name. They can have anything. They can have STDs, but they down for some dirty dick. They down for some dirty pussy. They down for all that. Yeah, let's go get our passports. Let's go through TSA. Let's go through customs. Let's go through all this bullshit. Let's go travel down to the Dominican Republic and go get some dirty pussy. And go get some dirty dick. And go get some dirty, go to Jamaica and get some dirty dick. Some dirty pussy. Let's go down there and go get some good old dirty sex. And come back with fleas and come back with STDs and shit. We're down for that. But I can't come to your house and talk about something legitimate about starting a business. Let's put all our assets in the family trust. How many of your people are going to do that? See, 2024. To reveal what happened. See, I said 2023 was going to be the year of reveal. Yes, they're slowly and surely showing you who they are. They're slowly and surely letting you know I ain't about shit. Yeah, they're slowly but surely letting you know I'm all about foolishness. Yes, they're slowly but surely letting you know that I'm not about righteousness. I'm not about spirituality. I'm about on destruction and terror. I'm about all that. I'm a toxic motherfucker. They are letting you know in 2023 who they are. But in 2024, they're going to fucking show you. because you're too stupid to understand that you're going to have to cut these motherfuckers off because they, oh, because that's my cousin, that's my girl, that's my nigga, that's my dog, that's my boo. You keep saying all this shit and they letting you know I'm not about this. 90-95% of your circle, you're going to have to cut these motherfuckers off. Period. And you better start right now. They're going to start, man, where's so-and-so? He ain't called me in about 3 or 4 months. Man, bro, you done. You're done. I do this shit at the end of the year. This is what I do at the end of the year. This is what I do at the end of the year, okay? I go through my phone contact list. And if I have not called you in about 5 or 6 months, I'm dropping your ass. And I'm going to tell you the reason why I drop you. It's not because... Now, there's certain people I haven't talked to in a while, and I'll still keep them on my contact list because there's an energy about them that I keep them on my contact. See, you got to understand, when you look at that person's name, you haven't contacted them 5 or 6 months, okay, you got to start to... Okay, what was the last time that y'all got together? The last time y'all got together and really talked about something, was it positive or negative? If it was something positive, you may want to leave that brother and sister on your contact list. But if it was something foolishness or something stupid, cut them niggas off, because guess what? 90-95% of the time, they're going to show you who the fuck they are anyway. Man, I can't cut my mama off, man. My mama been there for me, you know what I'm saying? And blase, well, then you're going to die with your mama. See, I hate to be this blunt. I hate to be this harsh. I really hate to be like this. But I'm being real when I'm saying this to you, dog. I'm being for real when I'm saying this to you. 90-95% of your circle, you will have to get rid of or you will die. What you gonna do when the government says, okay, anybody who hasn't been vaccinated for COVID-19, family members, if you turn your family members in, we'll give you $5,000. What are you going to do? Are you going to trust your family? Not to bring you in? Are you going to trust your loved ones to say, you know what? They ain't going to do that to me. They won't do no shit like that. Come on, man. That's my family, man. You know what I'm saying? I know we always don't get along, but damn, they want to turn me in. How many more times they going to show you they ain't shit? How many times they going to keep showing you, man, I don't know about that. Okay. You keep thinking about, I don't know. You keep doing the, I don't know. But your family gonna turn your ass in. The moment they say $5,000, oh, shit. My cousin, so-and-so, they all talk about that Hebrew Israelite shit. I'm tired of that shit. I'm tired of hearing about that shit any motherfucking way. Get rid of her ass. People are gonna start showing you who they are. People haven't called and check up on you in damn near 2 or 3 years. And I know this personally. 2 or 3 years. And all of a sudden, here comes some shit going down. Ring, 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 ring. You the main person. Man, you can't get these motherfuckers off your damn phone all of a sudden. Man, what these niggas want, man? What they want? What they want? Man, situation happened, man. A big ass tornado hit the house, man. And I know we haven't talked in a long time, man. But I'm going to be honest with you, man. You the only person I can turn to. Click. And really tell you the truth, I let the phone keep ringing. But let's just say, for instance, you tire all the ringing and keep blowing your damn phone up, you're going to have to eventually have to answer the motherfucker anyway. Fuck it. Okay, we'll answer the bitch. What do you want? Click, just like that. You're going to have to start being like this. I'm telling you, man. You will have to start being like this. I know. It seems like, man. That sound real harsh, man. I don't know if I have that in me. Well, then guess what? You're gonna be dead. You're gonna be dead, because guess what? If your family ain't gonna turn on you, damn it, the government will. You better start understanding where we at today. You better start understanding in these last days. You're going to have mama go against daughter, daughter against mama, son against father, father against son, sister against sister, brother against brother, cousin versus cousin, grandparent versus grandparent, grandchild, Grandchild versus grandparent. Auntie versus nephew and niece. Niece and nephew versus auntie or uncle. We're starting to get like this right now. We are in the last days. We are truly in our last days. You wonder, and see, I'm going to tell you something, man. I'm saying, and you wonder why. Why is every time you try to elevate, every single time you fall in that, because you got bad spirits around you. Woo! I'm going to say that one more time. We got to go. We got a couple more minutes left on this podcast. Right? You're wondering why. Why is every time I try to start something, it always fall flat? Always fall flat because you got bad spirits around you. I could have been elevated this network. I could have been elevated to Jewel Life Podcast Network. I could have been a bit on Twitch. I could have been. I tried on Twitch quite a few times, and the Most High said, "No, it's not time yet." I could have been on. I tried YouTube, and YouTube canceled two out of three of my shows. I did IG a couple times. I did Facebook a couple times. It just was never the right time. Never the right time. Never the right moment. And I keep asking, well, where's the right time? Why the right moment? And then all of a sudden, here comes the Most High. Okay, go ahead and span that network now. What? I've been trying to get this done. Well, guess what? It wasn't on your time, nigga. It's on my time. We have to understand this. So when I say the Most High is my guiding light, the Most High is doing this for me, the Most High is doing that for me. Oh, here you go with this Bible shit again. And here you go with the spiritual shit again. And here you go with blah, blah, blah. And here we go. Here he go again. Here he keep going. Here I keep going. Because Yahweh is the only one making sure I'm taken care of. Barely got food. Barely got any money. I'm sorry, Paul. Barely got any money right now. Trying to figure out ways. Blah, blah, blah. And guess what Yahweh keep telling me, man? Just sit back and chill, bro. Everything will be all right. There's sometimes I'll be like, man, I wish I would have chosen for this. I wish I would have been like everybody else and had my wife and have my millions of dollars and all this stuff. Man, you don't say I wish some of that. You don't wish, man. Let me tell you something. When me and my wife, God rest her soul, when our last couple years together, we were running two businesses. Yes, we were running two businesses together, man. When she passed away, for a whole year, I was running two businesses by myself, running myself to the fucking ground. Doing this, doing that, calling these people, calling those people, calling this, doing this, running here, running there, and I was still driving. The Most High made me sit down 2023. Yes, he had made me sit down. Because there's something bigger is going to happen. Something bigger is going to happen. I'm going to say this right here, and we're going to go. I don't know if you guys have been experiencing this. I don't know if you experienced this before or what, but I get a ringing in my ear. And it's not a painful ringing. It's not one of those piercing ring. It's just a little ring. And then when I start talking spiritual, it'll go away. And sometimes when I do certain bullshit, it rings hard as hell. That's the Most High speaking to me. The Most High speaks to you sometimes. The Most High may speak to you sometimes through other people's actions. Sometimes the Most High may speak to you in frequency. That's a frequency that he's giving me. Okay. 2024, you better start cutting off your circle. 2024, you better get rid of these niggas now. We are truly living our last days. Peace and favor, because Yahweh gives favor. Satan blesses. Peace, one love.